inviting yourself to enjoy the silence. Around us and the silence in us, and giving space to the inner silence, pleasure of the silence. In your whole body to feel that pleasure. Relaxing the mind. Finding a way to softly get in touch with your heart, prefer to say with your soul. A more soft way to become intimate with yourself. Allowing this sense of pleasure to bring the possibility of fluidity, for letting whatever is to be fluid, to find its way, being less interested in whatever ease in our minds or in our emotional level, and more interested in this heart that is tickling, that which is the essence. The wisdom with light lives. Technique for today, be this finding a thread to our hearts. Simply spending time in our hearts. Letting every moment be new. Find this thread to the heart, moment by moment. Into this pleasure of simply being. Fix. To be aware of. Resting in this huge heart. Allowing everything to be transformed from that simply resting in the heart. Remembering fluidity. And letting have its place, or find its place. With the silence of the heart. Moment by moment, finding this golden thread to the heart. Enjoying the pleasure of being. If there is any question, saying that she's trying to go closer here, but instead of softening, it gets kind of more tight, and she's trying to breathe into it, but patient. You know, I just let whatever fear is here to find its way to relax. There is something that when we approach closes down because it's afraid of being open, and just letting, you know, letting this take its time to trust you, basically, so that the heart slowly, slowly can trust you and open. It's really, really soft process. Do it, you know, in these 7 days, but for almost everyone it takes, let's say, like more than 7 years. So it's just like pointing to this possibility, but at the same time knowing that it's a lot about time and about, you know, getting to know the depth of our being. Kind of. This happens, okay. It's no problem. Then if you feel that you are just sleeping for sleeping, like because nothing else to do, then maybe it's good to just sit. You know, if it's not too hard in your body, just to sit. But otherwise also you can trust your body that maybe still needs to rest. Both are good, like just trusting your body, and maybe it's really, maybe you really came like with a lot of tiredness and really need to rest, or just, you know, like whatever helps to this connection, which maybe is to sit and to be with, you know, whatever you do. So this filter, which is the mind, your keeper between, let's say, you and your heart, and, you know, as long as it doesn't feel totally safe to go home, it's better to have a doorkeeper. So this kind of feelings, like not to get upset about that, like it just feels good, you know, that, and also, you know, through the imagination, many times also like a lot of creativity is there, and, you know, for many people, this like imagining way is a very, very natural way of being in the world, you know. So this can also help, you know. It seems like only dealing with the filtering, but actually that can also help. Like the images and all this, like for some people it's really, really alive, really is a way of finding this golden thread, you know. So I would say like whatever helps, helps. And in this case, like if this is your way, it's really beautiful to explore more, you know, knowing that you are not directly with the feeling but dealing with that, but at the same time that imagination can open doors to the heart. So it's good. Like it feels that not enough to look at, okay, and is not enough to put aside. So both are not enough. And somehow we all try both pretty, like, strong enough, I guess. So it seems to me that as long as we don't find something much more powerful, we are always between these two, either looking at or getting rid of, you know. So the point here, like for example in this last meditation we did, is more like, let's say, like a jump of quality, or like to jump into another universe, which is not to look at or to get rid of, which is the heart. But you can find some other name. It's like, you know, the words are limited. Heart, the soul, the essence. So, and it feels that by just being there, there is a way for all this to find its way out. You know. So, it may sound weird, but actually, you know, I can say that this is my experience. That's why I share with you. So, just to really check, to really investigate if there is such a place that is a jump to another universe. Yeah, because like when we find this place, then like we want it all the time, and then usually then first way is like to get angry because I want it and I don't have it, you know, like it's very like natural, like we all do this. So we want it, we don't have it, then we get angry, so then there is no way to get there, you know. So and like this we spend time. So how would be a way to like, no, I want it, but I know that this would come to me, we could say, like I know that this is for me, like this is made for me, like for everyone, but you know. So to connect with this, like fully knowing that this is for you, you know, so that it's more like maybe more a matter of like having this huge patience. I would say like 99% of whatever we are doing here is patience, to be like not exaggerated, otherwise with the like 29.9, you know. So it's this huge patience of just like waiting for this, say, beloved to come, you could say, falling into this place, whatever we can say. You know, this that you say, I want to be there. Yes, please, want to be there. Please. But at the same time, how this I want to be there can become just a very, very deep wish, you know, like maybe coming in and connecting deeply with this alive, this vibrating wish of wanting to be there, like, you know, and then see. So, time for the group. Please enjoy this, you know, we have 24 hours still of silence, so beautiful, and if we can kind of go to the silence and at the same time enjoy. Thank you. Mm.